This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Millions of Americans could soon find themselves homeless as a nationwide ban on evictions expires Sunday against a backdrop of surging coronavirus cases and political finger-pointing. With billions in government funds meant to help renters still untapped, President Joe Biden this week urged Congress to extend the 11-month-old moratorium after a recent Supreme Court ruling meant the White House could not do so. But Republicans balked at Democratic efforts to extend the eviction ban through mid-October, and the House of Representatives adjourned for its summer vacation Friday without renewing it. Several progressive Democrats spent the night outside the U.S. Capitol in protest, calling out their colleagues over the failure to act. Researchers claim government protections have prevented an estimated 2.2 million eviction filings since March 2020. Tokyo officials said Saturday newly reported COVID-19 cases in the Olympic host city surged to a record high of 4,058 on Saturday, exceeding 4,000 for the first time and overshadowing the games. Public broadcaster NHK says nationwide cases topped 12,000, the highest ever for Japan, and up 15% on the day, underscoring a rapid rise in infections across the country. The new records come a day after Japan decided to extend and expand states of emergency to the end of August. Olympics organizers said Saturday they had revoked accreditation of a games-related person or people for leaving the athlete's village for sightseeing, a violation of measures imposed to hold the Olympics safely amid the pandemic. Kyoto News Agency reports it was two male judo silver medalists from Georgia who had their credentials revoked. There was a media report in Japan that the two had been witnessed near Tokyo Tower on Tuesday night. This is VOA News.